Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. Whew. It was good to get a win last night. In extras for the Phillies with the bunts and then the Marsh walk-off. They needed it. Good pitching out of the bullpen late. In extras to keep it down and keep the game from getting out of hand. So the Phillies get a win last night. Much needed after a disastrous weekend in Pittsburgh as Pirates. Look, all is not well with the Phillies, but at least we can exhale for a night here after a big game yesterday and a big win. Wheeler was really good on the mound. But I want to dive in today on the podcast too. You know, a move that is now out there for the Philadelphia Eagles to make. They're going to have their mandatory minicamp, one-day mandatory minicamp today. And, you know, we'll see what comes out of it and the vibe of, you know, Nick Sirianni. And look, it's all going to be spun as good. The Eagles are Super Bowl champions, and they're in an enviable position where they don't need much. And they're the favorites going into the season. And they're the team to beat in the NFL, certainly the NFC, to start the year. And that is the perch they reside on, because they won the Super Bowl. Now, we know this offseason, they lost a lot, specifically on the defensive side. They also lost their offensive coordinator, but specifically on the defensive side, they lost a lot of talent on this team. So I have been banging the drum that we need to add more and get more and try to replenish a little bit. And a lot of people say, hey, they're young, let them be young, save the money for Jalen Carter and blah, 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 Nolan Smith. I'm always of the mindset, you should try to get better. And yesterday, an opportunity is now knocking because of a moment yesterday in the NFL. And that moment yesterday was the Packers released Jair Alexander, the 28-year-old corner who's had injury issues, only played 14 games the last 2 years combined. But when he's on the field, two-time Pro Bowler, really one of the better corners in the NFL just a couple years ago. Can he recapture that form? What does he have left? I don't have all the answers to that. But here's what I do know. The Philadelphia Eagles should bring him in. And I'm going to roll through all my reasons why the Eagles should bring him in and get him on this football team and put him here with Vic Fangio and put him here with Christian Parker and put him here with a very young secondary. Let's start with this, okay? Number one, there's a lot of James Bradbury vibes to this, and I mean that in the best possible way, right? 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, excuse me, the New York Giants released James Bradbury on a salary cap issue. This was around May, June. I think it may have been May, and now we're in June. But right around this time of year, post-draft, spring, you know, not many avenues to markedly improve your team. Not many ways to go out there and just sign a potential Pro Bowler or All-Pro. Those guys are not typically just hanging out in the street. You may get a guy that patches a hole for you. You may get a starter. You may get a decent player, but you're not probably going to get an all-pro kind of player or a Pro Bowl kind of player in May or June, typically. And 3 years ago, the Eagles were able to find one in James Bradbury. The Giants signed him, you know, and then things went awry, and they had salary cap issues, bad football team. They couldn't find the trade partner, and they just let him go. They just let him go, and he's out there. And I remember immediately saying, go get that guy. Go get James Bradbury. Put him on the other side of Darius Slay and let's go win some football games in 2022. And the Eagles did. And then they went on to make the Super Bowl, win the NFC. And Bradbury was a huge part of that. As an all-pro player, the Eagles re-signed him after the season. And the reality was, that was it, right? He wasn't, he wasn't very good in 2023, and then 2024, he basically just was invisible. He didn't play. So they got one great year out of Bradberry. And to be totally fair and honest, that might be all that Jair Alexander has left in the tank. I believe Bradberry was 6 years into his career when he got here. That was his seventh. Alexander's 7 years into his career. This will be his eighth. So I'm not telling you this is a long-term, five-year building block, but there's Bradberry vibes to it. And that in itself is worth taking a shot at. It's an undervalued asset, and you don't have to give up anything but the Eagles have plenty of cap room to absorb the player in. I doubt it's going to cost a ton to bring in Alexander at this point of his career. Bradberry vibes is number one. Number two, what do we have at that outside corner position? I mean, we're talking about a battle in training camp and starting now in minicamp between Adoree Jackson and Kelee Ringo. Let's start with Adoree Jackson, who is not, I wouldn't call a bad player, but certainly not someone that I am, you know, excited to watch go and face a Davante Adams or Puka Nacua. Someone I'm not super excited to go watch, you know, try to compete here against George Pickens in week one. He's fine. You know, I thought he was a reach as a first-round pick all those years ago by the Titans. He had the punt return ability coming out of USC. I think he's had a fine career, but it's nothing you're like, wow, I got to get Adoree Jackson on the field because this guy could really play. I mean, in his career, we're talking about four total interceptions in 8 years in the NFL. He's had, I'm looking at some of the numbers here and some of the advanced numbers. He's had, you know, pretty good marks in terms of completion percentage against. But, you know, he's never started more than 14 games in the NFL. He's had years where he gave up passer ratings of 90 or above. Last year was 88.2.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Average depth of target's been down the field at times. I just have always thought of him as okay. He's just an okay player. Like I have nothing bad to say. I don't think he's one of those guys we're going to remember 5 years from now. It's like, wow, he was a terrible football player. No, I don't think so. I mean, most of his appearances on leaderboards and honors are kick returns, kick return yardage, punt return yardage. I mean, that's what he was early in his career. I just view him as a very kind of hold the fort kind of player. Like, he's just there until you find someone better than him, and then you move on from Adoree Jackson. So that's Adoree Jackson. He's fine. And then you have Kelee Ringo. And I can't get it out of my mind that he's been here a couple years, that he was here the entire year last year with Vic Fangio. And every time there was an injury, every time someone got banged up, every time Darius Slay had to come out of the game because he bruised his shoulder or he fell down or whatever, you know, he missed time. He was kind of on that Jason Peters track last year where he'd play and still play well. But he would, you know, have to come off the field every now and then. It was always Isaiah Rodgers on the field. They never wanted to put Kelee Ringo out there. Now, all of a sudden, he's a starter. And you look through the Eagles' schedule, they're going to face some good receivers, especially early in the season. I mentioned Pickens and CeeDee Lamb in week one. And last year, the Eagles were not a team that had their corners travel. It was more left and right. So, you know, well, you could say, well, Joe, Quinyon Mitchell's going to take the number one guy. Okay, maybe, but we didn't see that last year. He didn't travel with the number one guy. Now, at times, the number one guy was with him. He didn't travel, though. They didn't travel corners. Are they going to do it this year? Maybe. But maybe defenses realize, like, all right, Quinyon's on this side, and Kelee Ringo's on this side, so we're just going to line up our number one over Kelee Ringo all game. And for the first month of the season, Kelee Ringo's going to see a lot of CeeDee Lamb, and he's going to see a lot of Rashee Rice, and he's going to see a lot of Puka Nacua. and he's going to see a lot of Mike Evans. And that is a tough task. I would be much, much, you know, in a better spot if we had Jair Alexander out there trying to take down those reps. And, you know, you're not getting rid of Kelee Ringo if you bring in Jair Alexander. He just goes down the depth chart, and he's depth again. And if you have an injury, which is very likely, to Jair Alexander, all right, Kelee Ringo, you're back up. So I need an upgrade at that corner position. Number three, it's a veteran and a young secondary. You know, we had Reed Blankenship on the show on Friday. We were live at the Ron Jaworski Golf Outing this past Friday. And we were talking to Reed Blankenship about how he's really become the elder statesman of the secondary. And it's crazy because Reed Blankenship is not what you would, I think, call a veteran, right? Like, in terms of, you know, you don't think of Reed Blankenship as someone here that's been here a really long time. Reed Blankenship just turned 26 in March. This will be his fourth year in the NFL. It'll be his third year as a starter. And he's kind of like the guy in the secondary. And look, I like Reed. He's a good player. He's like a hard worker. Seven interceptions in the last two seasons combined. I'm a fan of what Reed Blankenship has brought to the table, and he was a starter on a great defense last year. But you look around, and it's like, all right, Reed at that spot. The other spot, safety, could be Makuba, could be Sidney Brown, could be Tristan McCollum, all young guys. The corner spots, Quinyon Mitchell, young guy. Cooper DeJean, young guy. Kelee Ringo, young guy. They really got to roll a secondary out there. That 26 is the vet. So that's, you know, that is really something I look at and say, they could use another veteran back there that has been through the battles and has seen a lot and can kind of rally the troops. Not that Reed is not a veteran, not that he's not ready for this. I think he's really developing into a great success story for the Eagles, considering, you know, I mean, undrafted free agent, Middle Tennessee State, become a starter for, this will be his third year as a starter. I think he's worthy of a contract extension. I'm a fan. I mean, Reed Blankenship is a good football player, and I think that he's going to be around here a long time, and it's great to see, you know, where he at. Yeah, he's an unrestricted free agent after this season, so I think the Eagles got to get this done and get him a new deal. Bottom line, though, is that's your veteran. You could use more veteran presence just along with Reed in that secondary. All right, number four, and this one I feel like it goes under the radar when we have these discussions. If he doesn't sign here, where does he sign? And I bring this up a lot with Trey Hendrickson when we talk about the Eagles potentially trading for Trey Hendrickson. If Trey Hendrickson doesn't get traded to the Eagles, where does he go? And you could probably make a list of four or five potential spots. But at the top of that list, I would put the Washington Commanders for a Trey Hendrickson if he doesn't land with the Eagles. So that, I don't want that. I don't want him there. And I can make a similar kind of list for Jair Alexander. If he doesn't land here, if I had to guess, I would guess the Los Angeles Rams, unless they already have a Jalen Ramsey trade in principle. And this hasn't been, you know, kind of the, all finalized yet. But if they're still haggling over price and all that with Ramsey, I think Alexander is a perfect fit for the Los Angeles Rams. I also think the San Francisco 49ers could use a veteran corner after their defections this offseason. Very young defense. They're going to roll out there this year. They added Bryce Huff, so they're interested in adding some vets to it. So you have the Rams, you have the 49ers. The Vikings could use a veteran corner and could bring in an Alexander to go with all the vets they have on Brian Flores' defense. I also could see the Bills or the Ravens. The Bills reportedly were a team that was interested in Alexander in a trade before, you know, the Packers just released them. So the Eagles play the Rams. They play the Bills. They could see the Bills. I could see the Ravens also as a possibility. They could see the Bills and the Ravens in a Super Bowl this year. Rams, 49ers, Vikings all could be playoff opponents this year. My point is, if you don't sign Jair Alexander, you may run into Jair Alexander, and he may make an opponent better. I'm just going to use the Rams and the Bills. I think those are the two most likely teams to sign him. I could be wrong. Maybe it's the 49ers. But I'm going to use the Rams and the Bills. The Rams were the team that was the closest to being Eagles in the postseason last year. I don't want him anywhere near the Rams. And the Rams got better this offseason with Davante Adams, with, you know, their young defensive line getting stronger. What they are missing is a top corner. And if they could bring in Alexander and he gives them one healthy year, similar to what Bradbury gave the Eagles in 2022, the Rams could be the NFC representative in the Super Bowl. Without a question, they could be. And I don't want to make them better. Vikings, if McCarthy could play, they're going to be a solid football team. I don't want to make them better. We got to play them this year. We get the Rams, we got the Niners, we got the Bills on the schedule. I don't want to see him on those teams this season. All right, last one. And this one may just be petty, may just be me. But I think it'd be funny to stick it to the Packers. You know, the Packers were the tush-push, you know, pusher this offseason. They wanted to get it out. They were the most vocal about it with Mark Murphy and all that nonsense over there. And then they ran into a situation where they couldn't figure out their own business. They couldn't keep their own stuff in-house. They couldn't restructure a contract. They couldn't get a deal worked out. They couldn't find a trade. It's egg on their face. They didn't draft a corner until the seventh round. I think the Packers are headed for a down season this year by their standards, and I'm going to pick them to miss the playoffs. And then you bring in a guy that at one point was an all-pro for them, one point was a star for them, that they couldn't find a way to keep healthy or keep on their roster, and you bring him in as the Eagles, and he succeeds here, and he's back to an all-pro here, and maybe he picks off a Jordan Love pass on Monday Night Football in Green Bay in November on the Eagles. Now, that's a fun little subplot. So I'm going to throw that one in as well, that the Philadelphia Eagles should kind of stick it to the Packers here. So my five reasons, my all the reasons why the Eagles should bring in Jair Alexander. Number one, has some Bradbury vibes to me from 2022. Number two, Adoree Ringo. Really? That's the second corner on a team trying to win a championship? Number three, let's get a vet here and a young secondary right now, which is led, you know, age-wise by Reed Blankenship. Number four, don't let him get to a contender that's in your way of trying to win a Super Bowl. The Rams, 49ers, Vikings all could be in the Eagles' way this year in terms of trying to win a Super Bowl, probably in that order of likelihood. The Rams most likely, Niners second, Vikings third, when a quarterback hasn't gotten the field yet. But even the AFC teams, the Bills and the Ravens. I am not going to pick the Chiefs back to the Super Bowl this year. I think they're going to miss the Super Bowl this season. And the Bills and the Ravens are obviously the most likely two teams to take that mantle and get there. My early pick is Buffalo is going to be in the Super Bowl this year representing the AFC. They're going to get over the hump. And it could be an Eagles-Bills Super Bowl. We know we have to play them in December anyway. I don't want Alexander on that defense. I don't want him there healthy. And the last reason to bring him in is to stick it to the Packers. They couldn't keep their own house in order. They're worried about everybody else's house. They have a player that was a star for them, and they can't figure out a way to restructure, keep him, or even get something back in a trade. That's bad executive work by the Green Bay Packers. Get Jair Alexander to Philadelphia. It's an opportunity. Opportunity is knocking. The Eagles are excellent right now, but they could always get even better. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.